TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon and holy shit. Today's topic is gonna get fun. That's all I'm gonna lead with right now. We're gonna get into it really, really quickly. I'm gonna rush through the housekeeping. This is Greg DeMarco. You are listening to Driving with DeMarco. It is Wednesday afternoon, May 22nd. Like you learned this morning, it is my 20-year wedding anniversary, and this drive home will probably end by meeting my wife at a restaurant. Here's the crazy thing. It's a 20-year anniversary, but we got kids in school. They've got things going on. It's a bunch of craziness, and so we're not celebrating just yet. We will be. We've got a whole thing planned, a whole week planned. Trust me. It might be a week without me, but that's okay. You guys will be just fine. Trust me. Yeah, but I'm so fired up over something, and I just can't wait for you to hear it. Turn the radio off, shit. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. I highly suggest you follow me, only because I'm a lot of fun. I typically follow you back, and we'll have a lot of fun together. I promise you that. Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is presented in conjunction with TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Use your head. Go log on to TheChairShot.com. Read the amazing articles. Listen to the hard-hitting podcast. Buy a t-shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Or click the store button on the menu at TheChairShot.com. Again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Right now, ProWrestlingTees.com, ProWrestlingTees, that's the company, is running a 20% off sale. Not just on our stuff, on everybody's stuff. Use the promo code SPRING and save yourself 20% through May 27th. A great time to get a great deal. So definitely head on over there and do that. Again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. This show, as you know, is done on my ride to work, or like it is right now, on my ride home from work. And I tend to react to the topics of the day. God damn, I got a topic right before I left work. Holy shit. I saw a quote in an article, I saw on Twitter, I saw it in multiple places. And it blew my mind. And the quote comes from Brandi Rhodes, the chief brand officer for All Elite Wrestling, or she calls herself the chief brandy officer for All Elite Wrestling. And here is her quote, and I'm doing it from memory, but I should get it right. She says, "I feel like if you're not satisfied at the end of Double or Nothing," or she might have said, I feel like if at the end of Double or Nothing you're not satisfied, you're not a real wrestling fan. Let that sink in. If you're not satisfied with Double or Nothing, you're not a real wrestling fan. Now, if you're a real wrestling fan, and if you're listening to this show, you probably are, this should piss you the fuck off. Because here's the thing. I want All Elite Wrestling to succeed. This is not about WWE versus AEW to me. All right? A rising tide raises all ships. That's what I look at. AEW, in my opinion, is going to make WWE better by pushing any sort of competition that they can. They already are. Money in the Bank was a good show. It was a damn good show, in my opinion. It was harder hitting. It was more physical. It was based in the ring. Raw was a better show than it has been. The entire show built to the happenings of the last hour. They changed production to make things look better for us. They introduced a new title. That's ugly as shit, and that's the point, because it's all about entertainment. It's supposed to be ugly. It's supposed to be dirty. It's supposed to be rough. The 24/7 championship has led to many great moments across all their platforms. It's brilliant by WWE to do that. SmackDown was insanely good. Dolph Ziggler put a beat down on Kofi Kingston like we haven't seen in years. Put his head in a chair and threw it into the announce table. That's fucking crazy. people were having real reactions to it online. You don't see that anymore. WWE is stepping their game up because of All Elite Wrestling. They said they wanted to change the world, and they are. They might not be changing it the way they want, but they are. But when I read this statement from Brandi Rhodes, my fucking goodness. If you're not satisfied at the end of Double or Nothing, you're not a real fan? Okay, I'm gonna say this quote one more time. And then I'm going to respond the way that I believe, the way that I responded, and the way that I know a lot of other people responded when they saw it. If you're not satisfied at the end of Double or Nothing, you're not a real fan. Well, you know what, Brandi? Fuck you. I'm dead serious. You can't tell somebody that. You've never run a fucking show. You're underqualified for your role. Kenny Omega is underqualified. Nick Jackson is underqualified. Matt Jackson is underqualified. Matt's wife is underqualified. Cody Rhodes is the closest motherfucker to all of you to being qualified, and he's not qualified. This promotion, and it might deliver. It might deliver some great shit, and it might change the world. But it's a giant self-fellatio. All they're doing is blowing themselves with everything they've done. And they still might deliver. All right? This might be confidence in a product that's going to deliver. And I don't want you to lose that. And I'm still going to pay for it. I'm still going to pay their overpriced rate to watch this pay-per-view because I want it to deliver. Because I know that sometimes people are in over their skis. Or over their skis, whatever the fuck the phrase is. And they still end up delivering. And they learn. And they change. And they become great. And so I think this has the opportunity to do that. But goddamn. You fucked yourself with this statement, Brandi. You did. You fucked yourself. You can't say that shit. You can't say that garbage to people and expect it to be okay. This is the gatekeeping bullshit that people complain about AEW and indie wrestling fans. About the IWC. This is a slap in the face of the entire wrestling community. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TV, casual, anything. And I don't think that was the intention. I think this was just marketing speak that she thought sounded cool, but it came out the wrong fucking way. And you guys don't have the ability to keep doing shit like this. It's just not smart. You gotta think. You don't know what you're doing. You've never done it before. This is the bullshit where someone thinks they can do a job and they sit there. We've all got that person at work. I talked about it, how number two always thinks that if you're a good number two, you think you should be number one. And that's what I think Triple H is going through. I don't buy in all the other online bullshit about Triple H, but that's what I think Triple H is going to. Number two always thinks they should be number one. So these guys sat around and thought they should be running their own shit. But they have not surrounded themselves with people who will tell them no. Cody needs a mentor. Brandi needs a mentor. You don't know everything. You need someone to tell you that shit was wrong. Don't press send. All right? It's a famous quote from Herm Edwards on ESPN when he talks about Twitter. When he talks about when you're thinking about it and when you're ready to do it, don't press send. That's what I would say to Brandi Rhodes with that statement. Now, she didn't tweet it, but don't fucking say it. Let your product speak for itself. Because now here's what they're basically saying. If they deliver a show on Saturday, that you, I'm not saying the collective you, I'm saying you, the individual ear that's listening to my voice right now, if you don't like this show, that's your fault. That's what Brandi is saying. That's horseshit. To me, the one problem I have, the biggest, and I think All Elite Wrestling has done a lot of really good things, and I know they misspeak a lot of times, or they speak about something they don't know about, like healthcare. They had to backtrack on it because people misinterpreted it. Like wins and losses mattering. Everyone expects like these rankings based on wins and losses. Then they came out later and said, we're going to use stats and we're going to put things around, you know, how many times does this finisher work, and you know, how does so-and-so do against this kind of opponent? And I think that's entertaining. I would actually have a lot of fun with that because I'm a numbers guy. But when you come out and you tell somebody, if you don't like this show, if you're not satisfied at the end of Double or Nothing, you're not a real fan, You are telling me you have nothing to prove. Well, Brandy, Cody, Nick, Matt, Miss Massey, whatever the fuck your name is, Tony Khan, you have everything to prove. All In was a Ring of Honor show. Most of us know this. It was a Ring of Honor show that Cody and the Young Bucks were the front men for. They walked around with little headsets on like they were in charge, and there were other people actually running the production. That's why they're not getting a rights fee for their TV deal, because they don't know how to fucking put on TV. They know how to show up to TV and work for TV. They've never had to put it on. And let me tell you from experience, when you put the promoter hat on, it all changes. You're going through it right now with Pac, who's pulling shit because apparently the Open the Dream Gate Championship is so fucking important that he can't lose a match in another company. You should have known that months ago. And maybe it's storyline. Maybe they'll do something with it on Saturday. Who knows? But if it doesn't come to pass like that, if he's really not there, if you really lost him over this, that's your goddamn fault. That's not my fault. That's not the fans' fault. That's your fault. If Double or Nothing is underwhelming, if you have a 4-minute main event because you mistimed your show, it's not my fault. It's your fault. All right? If CM Punk walks out there and people don't mark out, that's their fault. If Dean Ambrose happens to show up and people don't care, it's their fault. Not the fans' fault. It's your fault as a company. You hang up signs all over Las Vegas. It makes it look like a fucking strip show, not like a goddamn wrestling show. Now, I get it. You're not trying to bring in new fans because your show doesn't drop till October. But you're going to piss off the fans you have with this bullshit. And I'm so passionate about it because I want you to succeed. But just like you have to force someone to suspend disbelief, and WWE's done a damn good job of it this week, you got to force me to want you to succeed. And right now you're forcing me to hope you fail. And I don't want to hope you fail. I want to hope you succeed. But you cannot tell your fan base that if they don't like your show, that's on them. Because you don't have nothing to prove. You have everything to prove. And that is complete and utter horseshit. And you can't do that to your fan base. You can't do that to your company. Because let's be honest. Let's be honest about what this really is. At the heart of it all, let's be honest about what this circle jerk really is for the elite. And circle self-fingering, whatever the fuck you call it for a woman. Probably still jerking off, right? This is a retirement plan. You guys are all getting 7 figures out of the Khan family. Because that's what Ring of Honor wouldn't give you. So you're getting your 7 figures out of the Khan family, and you get to play with somebody else's money for 3 or 4 years. And if it doesn't succeed, you're just going to go to WWE. So you got it made. So you can go in one or two directions. You can act like your product's already the best thing around without ever putting on a show, or you can be humble and say, man, I really hope we deliver a product. I think we're going to deliver a product that you guys are going to love. Because now, if something happens and the show is fucked and they don't deliver on what they're promising, what's Brandy going to say? Oh, man, we really screwed up. We want to do better for our fans. You can't do that, Brandy, because you already told us if we don't like it, it's our fault. And I get you're excited, but use your fucking head. That's our slogan here at thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And goddamn it, Brandy, you didn't use your head on this statement. And you're not in a position to repeatedly not use your head. This is stupid. It was a stupid thing to say. It was misguided. But I don't think you're being guided. And I'm not just saying this to Brandy. I'm saying to all of them. And if Cody said it, or if the Bucks said it, or if Kenny Omega said it, I think the reaction might be a little different. And I don't think that's fair. Just because Brandy has less experience in this business doesn't make that statement any better coming out of any other mouths. Because you haven't proven shit yet. Prove it this Saturday. Prove it to me. Because I'm paying $50 to watch your pay-per-view. And I haven't complained about the price. Because I think you're worth it. Because I think the future of this business, the element of competition, is worth my $50 that I'll pay for this show, that I'll pay for Fighter Fest if you put it out there, that I'll pay for Fight for the Fallen, that I'll pay for All In 2. And I will watch your show each and every Tuesday before we go on the air with the Greg DeMarco Show. Because I want you to succeed. But my God, have some humility. Show some hope. Don't act like the show's already happened. Because last I checked, it's Wednesday night. And you're showing until Saturday. Let's see what happens on Saturday, Brandy. But no, if you don't deliver a show that I'm satisfied with, it's not my fault. It's yours.